VL repeater system.
TD2IDP.
TD2IDP. I think that's the call. WHCDL Mobile. Good morning.
WATCDL, correct. Good morning to you.
Yes, this is Andy, and who am I speaking to?
Good morning, Andy. This is Ray over in Lake Grove. I could believe we had spoken once or twice before.
Okay, yeah, probably, but I don't remember from what I do from 1 minute to the next. But I know you're out east, because you're getting into the eastern input. I'm on the southern state, heading up east also. Well, I'm heading east, I should say. So far it hasn't rained yet, but they said that it's going to happen later.
Yeah, I heard some reports about torrential downstorms. I don't know. One moment to the next. Play it minute by minute, right?
They said that the storm is going a little bit further west, so we're not going to get the heaviest rains. At least that was the last forecast. We're going to get rain, but it won't be as bad as originally thought. We still need the rain, though. We had a lot of rain yesterday. But it's a fast-moving storm, so by tomorrow it'll be clear.
Yeah, you know, I must say, we have nothing to complain about weather-wise. It's like summertime here, first week of October. Not too bad.
I actually love this weather. I hope it stays this way the rest of the winter. I don't like the cold. I'm not putting my heat on, so I'm saving on heating bills. I'm using an air conditioner once in a while. But, it's not bad. I don't mind it. And I like the outdoors anyway. Although it's getting darker earlier, that's the only thing I don't like. But, what could you do?
Yeah, when we start losing that sunlight, it gets a little depressing. But, you know, it's seasoned. We don't want any abrupt change in those.
I know we're lucky compared to, places like Puerto Rico and other places that are hit with hurricanes that were devastated. So, and it could happen here too, of course, and it has. So, this year, the storms missed us. But I shouldn't talk, because it's not over yet.
You know what? If you look back at history, you could easily say it's not over yet, but, you know, it seems to be that the weather patterns aren't following the norm these days. So you never know what you're in for.
Yeah, well, there's what they call El Nino, and there's another name. I guess it has to do with the jet stream and storms out in the Pacific on the West Coast and how they affect us. Because everything moves from west to east. So, alright. We'll see what happens. But so far, we're okay.
It's all better than snow.
Ooh, you just said a bad word. But I forgive you. Actually, I have a snowblower. I gotta fix it. The last time I tried to start it, it wouldn't start. I never looked into finding out why. So I gotta see what's wrong with that.
I have two snow blowers that need some attention. Last year the kids got upset at me because I made them mow the lawn or something, and they mashed the lawnmower into the garage, into the shed, and broke the chute off the snow blower. So I took it out of service and said, "All right, guys, well, now you shovel until you fix it." That never happened. I got a cheap snow blower, like a sail. It's got a blown belt, but other than that, it looks good. So I have two out-of-service snow blowers. I don't know if I'm going to address it or let the kids address it. I haven't figured that one out yet.
Well, I had the kids shovel for other neighbors, and they pay them. And then with the money that they make, they pay and buy the replacement part to these viewers. Oh, I shouldn't tell you that. I guess I'm watching Leave It to Beaver too much.
Yeah, the Leave It to Beaver days are over. A whole new generation of children, right?
Yeah, you know, in this day and age, the children tell the parents what to do, not the other way around. But it just so happens that it's on in the mornings, and sometimes I watch it. You know, just to keep myself disciplined. Because you could lose it.
Andy, give me a second, please. One of the other boys just came down to have off of school tonight. I have off of work, so we're going to touch base and see what's happening over the next couple hours. I'll get back to you.
Okay, Ray, I'm on the road at WHCDL.
KD2YVT.
WHCDL, KD2KNH. Good morning, Andy.
Yeah, hi. How you doing? Yeah, I guess we haven't had a hunt in a while. The next one, hopefully, will be not this weekend, the following weekend, which will be what, the 19th, I think? Something like that. I'll let you know.
Yeah, if I have it free, absolutely, I'll do it again. That was fun. And you can always go for a breakfast afterwards.
To do something on a Sunday. Trouble is, you know, my Sundays have been busy lately with stuff going on with me and everything else. And I'm going away this weekend, so. But it'll all calm down. And I gotta get surgery done on my hand. It's already scheduled for the 1st of November. I want to get that out of the way because that's not a big deal, it's just that it's annoying. I want to get that out of the way. And once that's done, so November will be much freed up and everything will calm down.
Yeah, understandable. What's wrong with your hand? You have that carpal tunnel?
Yeah, carpal tunnel. And although some days it gets, some days it's better than others. But I have this trigger finger. I got to get that fixed, and that really hurts once in a while. So, and that I've had it before, and I've had other surgeries for other fingers. I got to get this one done. It's only a 15-minute procedure. Recovery takes a little bit longer, but I got to get it done because I don't want to leave it.
Yeah, with something like that, I guess you're better off getting it done as soon as possible and get on with the healing process.
That's the hardest part. Because they put your hand in a bandage and it makes it harder to move. You got to use one hand. Not a big deal, but, it just takes a little time. So at least the weather's holding up. I'm happy that at least it's warm enough that I can still do stuff outside and without having to put on a sweater or a jacket and things because I got... still working outside.
Yeah, it's nice to have the fall weather come in a little bit, but when it gets, all of a sudden it starts getting cold enough where you need a sweater or a jacket and your hands are numb and you can't get anything done.
Right, I don't like the cold. I'd like to move down south where it stays warmer and better, but we'll see. We'll see. So I'm not too far from my stop right now.
Well, I've got one of those holidays, so I just drove to an account and they were closed. I should have realized it, but I thought the girls scheduled it and they were open. It was a Christian school. But, what can we do? I should have called first.
Forgetting today's Columbus Day. Yeah, I don't know what's open and what's closed. I'm off on Mondays anyway, so it really didn't affect me. And on top of that, we're not closed My office is not closed anyway on Columbus Day. We're open. So tomorrow I got to go back to work. I got a few other projects to clear up. But as far as the job, I'm on the tail end of the job anyway because everything is done. We're just you know, finishing up the odds and ends. But next week I got to give a. I'm going to be in a class with a video camera because they want me to record the class. I'm not lecturing the class. I already did that a few weeks ago. This is a different class. Only this time they want me to set up a video camera and record it, which I already have set up in the office. They went out and bought the equipment. I set it up. I checked it. So next week I'm going to be doing that. 5 days, so that'll be good. They want me to handle that.
KD2KNH. Alright, so I guess you're going to play audio-video technician. That'll be good.
Put me on the AV squad. I guess you call it that. They said, if anybody could do it, you could do it. I said, well, I've never done it before, but I'll do it. Actually, I figured it out. It wasn't hard to get the video camera set up. But on top of that, I had to set up a wireless mic and a few other things. It's all done. Alright, I'm going to go because I am almost at my stop.
Alright, Andy, you have a great day, and I'll talk to you again soon. 73 is KD2KNH. I'll be standing by.
Have a good day, WH2CDL.
WH2CDL, WG2P, real quick.
Yeah, go ahead. How you doing? I think it's Wally, right?
Well, I call us Warren. But, I just wanted to remind you, since you were just talking about it, that if you have a weekend hunt, please let me know. Over.
Well, yeah, I've been announcing this on the internet. We're trying to get something together on as an on-foot hunt, possibly on a Sunday. And the weather's been good, so that's on our side. But I'll let you know where the next one is. When we get enough people, we just have to get, people to commit to doing it as an on-foot hunt. Or maybe not even. It could be just a regular hunt, too. I'll let you know. This will be on a Sunday.
Yeah, because most of the time I'm not available on Friday. My normal shift is 1 to 9 at work, and, so for me to be able to do a Friday would be very difficult, but Sundays are much easier.
Okay, I will definitely let you know for sure.
Okay, just out of curiosity, how's my audio sound with this radio?
Sounds fine, no problem. Are you good?
Okay. This is an Icon ID 5100 D-Star and obviously FM unit. And, I just moved it around some before, and so I wanted to see how it's doing. Okay. You enjoy the rest of your day. Hopefully there won't be too many raindrops, but I'm driving right now and I'm seeing a few. And I'll wait to hear from you. This is WG2P 738.
Okay, Ron, fine. Alright, WH2CDL. We'll talk to you soon.
KD2IVP.
KD2IVP. Was it IVP? WG2P.
WK2B, is that correct?
WG2P, Whiskey Golf 2, Papa.
Whiskey Golf 2, Papa. Okay. This is KD2IVP. This is Ray up in Lake Grove. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. I'm on the Southern State Parkway coming up on, where am I coming up on? I guess on the Meadowbrook. And, heading on to work, actually. This is not a holiday. Well, it's a holiday, but obviously I'm working today anyway. Where are you in Lake Grove? I just moved from there to Massapequa Park, over.
Get out of the Massapequa Park. I am up by Lafayette, off of Hawkins.
Okay, I was a lot closer to the mall, and walking distance from the mall, just north of 25, you know, Middle Country Road.
Okay, yeah, I've only been here about 6 years. I moved up from Islip, that's where I spent most of my childhood, I guess, up into my adult years.
Yeah, Lake Grove's a nice area. Unfortunately, I just went through a divorce, and leaving was my only option. Over.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear about that, but sometimes you guys just don't, right?
Yeah, I don't know what just happened, but your audio went awful. Very, very scratchy and actually lost some signal. Are you mobile, or are you in your home? Over.
I'm operating from a base. My big fat thumbs just hit the wheel.
Yeah, I've done that. So I'm not laughing at you, I'm laughing with you.
I spent most of the morning, I typically get up early. I get up at like 2:30 in the morning to go to work. I work in the city. So I'm off for today, but I still have that internal clock that gets me up out of bed. So I spent most of the morning trying to get into the digital world here with the signal link. I think I successfully did it, but I haven't exchanged any data yet.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So you work in Manhattan or another part of the city? I work over at JFK Airport.
Oh, okay. JFK, I did 9 months over there fueling planes back in 91, I would like to say, somewhere around there. Yeah, I work on the East Side Access, Long Island Railroad, going under the river into Grand Central Station. I do fire suppression over there.
Hi, Roger. Yeah, I'm with a federal agency doing law enforcement over at JFK, and... you know, so obviously we're 24/7, and consequently, I'm going to work today.
Yeah, that place runs around the clock. I think I was on the fourth or fifth shift. Yeah, which one? We had 5 shifts.
Yeah, big place too. People, especially passengers that come through the airport, don't have a clue as to how big it is behind those passenger terminals with all the cargo areas and what else, you know, the whole fuel farm and what have you. It's a huge airport, bigger than a lot of cities.
Yeah, it's quite a complex, both above and below ground. Below ground, it's quite a sight, too, in some spots. Yeah, that's the largest refueling area, refueling airport in the world. It used to be, anyway, when I worked there. We had like the Buckeye pipeline come right into the Texaco, which is not too far away from there, Inwood, and then it branches off into the tank farm.
Yeah, exactly, and it's just the whole thing is just massive. And you're right, a lot of the underground stuff is kind of interesting, but and they're constantly doing construction. You know, I've never. I've worked there for 15 years now, and I don't recall a single day that something wasn't being, you know, built new or torn up or what have you.
Well, you know, there might be some federal funding going that way to refurbish that airport. I don't know, they're dumping a whole ton of money into LaGuardia. That's another new huge infrastructure project happening.
Yeah, I think Kennedy was... in much better shape than LaGuardia was, and got a lot better press in general than LaGuardia did. Yeah, there's a lot of firsts that they have. Besides refueling, there's a mail facility there. For international mail, it's the number one in terms of bulk quantity places in the United States for international mail. And there's a whole lot of other firsts, but that's just one of them.
Yeah, the cargo that comes in and out of there, not just the mail, I mean, just, it's crazy. It's crazy how much goes through that airport. And if you look up into the sky, you know, during rush hour, I call it, you see a string of lights going up into the sky, just like one plane touching down right after the other one. As soon as one turns off to the taxiway, another one's touching down right behind it. Definitely a serious undertaking in terms of control.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that because I work out of Building 77, if you're familiar with it. Over behind the mail facility on the east side of the airport by Rockaway Boulevard, and that looks right down one of the runways, and when that's active, which is a lot of the time, I see exactly what you're describing. You know, three, four, five sets of landing lights all in a row coming down for the same runway, and it's like touchdown, get off next, you know, and it's just incredible. And then some of the lines, you know, when they're all leaving at the same time, you'll see backed up planes, 20, 30 planes backed up waiting for a runway.
Oh, yeah. And I tell you what, you talk to guys who worked there 30 years, and they'll tell you the same thing everybody else that works at the airport will tell you. I can sit down and watch this stuff all day long. It never gets old.
Yeah, and the scary part of it is I'm acclimated to the smell of burnt kerosene. It used to bother me. I used to notice it. Now I don't even. It's just like, you know, it's a normal smell to me, even though most people can't stand it.
No, I've come accustomed to the smell, too. Yeah, they coming out of the thrust wash. It's great. I love it.
Yeah, so you're lucky you got off today. Unfortunately, like I said, I'm not, and actually I'm going in even early because they needed help early with the holiday, so yeah, that's what I'm doing. In fact, I'm almost there, so I'm going to have to, you know, I can do one or two more go-arounds, and then I'm going to have to drop off, over.
Roger that. Oh, what are you back there, by the Beagle Brigade? From what you're describing, it sounds like you might be back in that area.
You're talking about the agriculture dogs, over?
Don't know if that's what they do. I didn't know if they were bomb sniffers. Maybe they are agriculture. It was a long time since I've been there.
Yeah, I work for that agency, but not the agriculture side. I'm with customs, with enforcement, and they have the dogs in the kennels there. The beagles are used exclusively for food for agriculture, and we use a host of different types of larger dogs like shepherds and a few other breeds. We used to use labs, but we've tended to start to move away from that. And some look for, you know, some bombs, and others look for currency, and you know, we have dogs, they're drug dogs, that, so, you know, they do various different things. WG2P.
Okay, WG2P. This is KD2IBV. I would imagine you're getting very close to your destination at this point.
Yeah, I am. Pretty close, so I'm going to have to drop off in a second. Yeah, but I don't do K9. It's interesting, when I got offered my job, they offered me K-9, but I would have had to go to one of the more godforsaken parts of the country to do it. And while I would have loved to have done that job, where they wanted to send me was akin to hell. So I opted to not do that. But yeah, it's an interesting place, JFK, and yeah, there's so much going on there that people either hear about, don't realize, or don't know. It's just amazing.
Probably better off that they don't know, right?
Yeah, that's true. In some cases, certainly. You know, you can know the net result, but the process, you know, might be a little bit too much for some people. But, yeah, and you know, unlike certain agencies, you know, we don't like to publicize what we've done or how we do it, because all that does is educate the bad guys.
Certainly do not want to provide the bad guys with intelligence. That's not a good thing.
Roger, roger. Anyway, I'm going to have to go, and you have a pleasant rest of the day, and we'll talk in the future. And, you know, keep Lake Grove going now that I'm gone. Anyway, I can't recall your call sign. I'm obviously driving. I can't write it down. So whatever your call sign is, this is WT2P. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
K3's to you, KD2YBB, on the side.
Welcome to the W2VL repeater.
Amateur Radio Repeater System.